Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you on this Christmas day, this day of all days in the year, about Christmas. And I want to read to you, first of all, a letter from a listener who said, "By accident, 2 or 3 years ago, I found your station right next to a rock and roll station that I listened to. I drive a truck in the area, and I listened out of pure skepticism just to see what you con artists were up to. I believed in God, but not the way the various ministries explained about him from the Bible. When I first heard Elizabeth Elliott, I thought this lady was living in a dream world far from reality. I didn't like her, or many of the others that speak on other programs. But I listened anyway. I thought you all were crazy. I was wrong. The world is crazy, and I can't deny the truth of God's word that I hear. Now I try not to miss your program, and I learn and benefit from it. So few people seem to remember nowadays what Christmas is for, and the world, of course, would say, oh, well, yes, it's got something to do with religion. I think we might be shocked to find that there are a great many people who don't even know that much about it. But, of course, what I'm giving out on Gateway to Joy comes from the Bible. It's not merely Elizabeth Elliott's private and pet opinions. I always try to back up what I say with what God says and to point you to Him, certainly not to myself. And I want to read another one of my favorite Christmas passages. This one is Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. And think of this now as a Christmas passage. Let Christ Jesus be your example as to what your attitude should be. For he, who had always been God by nature, did not cling to his prerogatives as God's equal, but stripped himself of all privilege by consenting to be a slave by nature and being born as mortal man. And having become man, he humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying. And the death he died was the death of a common criminal. That is why God has now lifted him so high and has given him the name beyond all names, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, whether in heaven or earth or under the earth. And that is why in the end every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is why. What is why? What was that why that we're talking about? It was the fact that Christ Jesus, who had been God by nature, stripped himself of all privilege, became a slave by nature, and was born as a mortal man. Jesus Christ, born in a strange place, in a stable, in a cow's stall or manger, but born as every other human being is ever born, from a woman, born in pain and blood and sweat, in what was probably a very cold, damp, smelly stable. Jesus Christ, God by nature. The humiliation which Paul describes in this passage in Philippians 2 has been so beautifully expressed way back in the 17th century by Richard Crashaw. This is my absolute favorite Christmas poem, one of the great Christmas poems of the world. Think about this humiliation now as I read, that the great angel-blinding light should shrink his blaze to shine in a poor shepherd's eye, that the unmeasured God so low should sink as prisoner in a few poor rags to lie, that from his mother's breast he milk should drink, who feeds with nectar heaven's fair family, that a vile manger his low bed should prove, who in a throne of stars thunders above, that he whom the sun serves should faintly peep through clouds of infant flesh, that he, the old eternal word, should be a child and weep, that he who made the fire should fear the cold, that heaven's high majesty his court should keep in a clay cottage by each blast controlled, that glory's self should serve our griefs and fears, and free eternity submit to years, let our overwhelming wonder be. I realize, of course, that this poem is written in 17th century English, and it's probably a bit difficult for some of you to understand, and for all of us it takes several readings. Richard Crashaw's poem. But just that phrase, that the unmeasured God should sink so low as prisoner in a few poor rags to lie. Think of that. Almighty God, highest Lord of highest heaven, a helpless baby. Crashaw uses the word prisoner. The baby is as helpless as a prisoner, isn't he? In a few poor rags to lie, lying there on the straw. He who was God by nature became a slave by nature, stripped himself of privilege, and was born as a mortal man. And having become man, he humbled himself by living a life of utter obedience, even to the extent of dying. And that paragraph begins, remember, with these words, "Let Christ Jesus be your example as to what your attitude should be." Can we seek the help of the Holy Spirit to make us humble as Jesus Christ was humble? I've read a couple of passages that are used in the church where I go on the Christmas service called Lessons and Carols. And the seventh lesson is from Luke 2. I'm going to read it from a different version than the one I read the other day. "And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, 'Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Isn't it interesting that God would choose to reveal this great news by the mouth of angels to humble shepherds, just ordinary, undoubtedly rough, common men sitting out there in the cold fields around Bethlehem, watching their flocks. And suddenly here's this glorious revelation from heaven, and they recognize that it was from heaven. It wasn't just a dream. It wasn't any human voice that was speaking to them. As they said, "We want to see this thing that the Lord has made known to us." And then the next lesson is about the wise men. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. It would be nice to know who they were and where they came from, but we're just told they were wise and they came from the east. And they said, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.